Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Social media tools continue to grow in popularity. About 1 billion people, that's with a B, are now on Facebook, and half that many have Twitter accounts. Meanwhile, communication in general is becoming an increasingly multimedia experience, from texting photos to posting on YouTube. These changes in popular media usage are pushing journalists to evolve as well. Reporters increasingly use social media for research, and most major media outlets now post content online. Ellen Angelotti trains journalists in digital trends and social media for the Poynter Institute in Florida. She tells Lake Effect's Amy Kiley about new technologies and techniques reporters are learning and why they are important to modern journalism.
There are so many tools available, you know, mostly because the open source network online is finding needs and then creating solutions for them. So a lot of these solutions include data-driven software. A lot of like data journalism has been a big trend. Also, because social media has so much information within it, finding tools that can help reporters synthesize the information that they find on Twitter or Facebook and find a way to make it more coherent for the reporting process, or help them find a way to package it in a way that they can use it to deliver to their audience. That's another really big trend too.
And can you define open source network?
Sure. Open source networking is programmers or people in the online community will create software, they'll create applications, and then other people can use that software and continue to build on it. So this is more of like the grassroots approach to creating software-based solutions.
And for journalists who want to use social media and the internet to dig up and investigate stories, or even listeners who just want the inside scoop, what are the top tools that you recommend and why?
The top tools really depend on what your audience is using. So a lot of journalists are finding that their audiences are using Twitter or Facebook. And so for them, being able to find information within those platforms is very useful. Or if a tool lets a reporter do something that it wouldn't be able to do otherwise. I mean, for example, Skype, you know, you wouldn't be able to have a video face-to-face conversation with somebody to be able to verify that information, to be able to vet that information. So being able to find technology that can help you overcome those obstacles that you had in the past, that's going to be another really helpful tool. So I like to look at it as reporters are using online tools either to engage with their audience and find information where their audience is sharing it, or if it's a tool that lets them find information or lets them look at information or connect with somebody in a way that they couldn't otherwise do it, then that's going to be another useful tool for a journalist.
And you bring up the good point that journalists are actually using social media to disseminate information, that Facebook and Twitter are like search engines in some ways. How is multimedia web journalism useful in this arena, and how is it utilizing things like Facebook and Twitter to bring in an audience?
Multimedia is really important because not all stories can be told most effectively using one medium. So it's not always effective to tell a story with just words. Sometimes you want to enhance it with a photo or with audio or with video. And with, you know, social media, you have opportunities to tell that story in so many different ways than you did in the past. It used to, you know, take a lot of, you know, producers and engineers to put together a video or a radio broadcast. And really now you have free tools available to you that help you do that same work and so much more effectively and so much more efficiently. So what social media is really doing for web journalism and multimedia journalism is opening up a new class of publishers and opening up new opportunities for journalists to tell their stories in the most effective way, and then also be able to share it in the best way with their audience.
And these days, an amateur on Twitter can spread a headline before a reporter could physically, humanly write a story. Given this, how is the concept of breaking a news story evolving?
Well, it's interesting because we're going kind of away from breaking a news story. And I don't mean that. I mean, news is being broken every day. But what's more important now with social media is that you can make sure that information is accurate. We see this in every breaking news story that somebody will be the first one to share it. But who is that first person that can really verify that that information was true, that that information was accurate? And that's so we've kind of gone beyond just breaking a news story to breaking and confirming the sources and vetting and verifying all the sources too, or all the information that you're getting from the sources. So how can we figure out if this person is who they say they are? How do we know that the information they're sharing is accurate? And what can we do to make sure that the information being shared within social media also fits that, you know, accurate and verified information? So we're kind of going from a transition between, you know, getting credit for the first person to share the news story, which oftentimes isn't a journalist. It could be just, you know, a first person observer who may just be happen to be where the news is happening. And then we're seeing the community kind of help the story develops, so contribute to the story. But as they're contributing to the story, we're seeing journalists step in, and then those journalists are going in to help fill in the gaps, to add the context, because that can be what's kind of missing sometimes on social media.
And along those lines, stories have emerged of people intentionally tweeting false information, but mm-hmm. we also have reporters who are citing tweets in their stories. So how do journalists work in this new field and fact check what's coming through social media?
Well, it comes with developing standards and approaches within the organization and or within the individual. So the same, you know, standards still apply. You still want to make sure that when you're quoting a tweet that you're not just perpetuating a misstatement or misinformation. What you want to do is to be able to kind of push further and see if that Twitter user is an actual person or where that Twitter user found that information and what you can do to contact that person or verify that information outside of social media. So what I like to say is that social media is a great starting point in your reporting, but it should never be the only step in your reporting. And you should definitely do your due diligence and reach out to the person who created that information and do what you can to get as close as you can to first person verification, whether that be, you know, send them a message on Twitter or Facebook or however you found it and ask them if they can have a conversation with you over the phone or over Skype, or find a way to back that up with other verified sources that you trust. But just so you don't, you're making sure that you're not the one who's perpetuating, you know, something that isn't true that could potentially be shared very quickly with an unlimited number of people.
And I read that in addition to your media work, you're also studying law. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I just graduated from law school.
Oh, congratulations. What are some of the legal issues tied to the evolving use of technology in journalism?
The biggest ones are really associated with copyright. Who owns work, and how can you, when are you using work under the fair use doctrine, and when are you invading somebody's copyright, and also defamation, because the people are saying mean things about each other that happen to be false on social media, but there really hasn't been a lot of defamation litigation yet. So those are the two areas that I tend to see, and obviously privacy issues. You know, where is the line when it comes to privacy online? Because we share so much information about ourselves, but then at the same time, we want that protection of privacy. So I feel like the biggest trend in online media law issues is that we have opportunities to publish and to share and to connect and engage in, you know, in new ways that are really helpful to our journalism. And we want to take advantage of those benefits. And at the same time, we also feel like we deserve that protection that, that we've traditionally always had too. So we want to be able to, you know, for copyright, for example, we want to be able to use the work of others in our reporting, but at the same time, we want our rights protected as publishers too. Defamation, we want to be able to speak freely and not be regulated in our speech, especially on social media. But at the same time, how do we encourage a civil discourse among people and discourage diatribes and people saying false statements about one another? So it's really interesting because within the legal areas, the courts aren't, they're still trying to catch up and learn about the technology. The people who are using social media, they're kind of just trying to use their common sense and use it as they intuitively would, want to and want to do so freely. And so there's this tension between those two because the courts aren't really sure when to step in and how. People want protection a lot of the times from the law, and at the same time, they also want to be able to use online tools freely.
Presumably, this is just the beginning, and technology and its uses in journalism will continue evolving. Looking forward, what new methods and tools do you envision for the industry?
Vetting and verifying tools. There's still a lot of discrepancy about, what the rules are, what the rules aren't, what can you do, what can't you do. So I feel like, we're going to see a lot of development in that area. As far as like technologies and tools, I think that we've seen it a lot already, but combining, companies, kind of joining up to strengthen their own tools with other tools and to make it more easier for users to access all different tools in one place. With like a Google, for example, you can chat, you can use video, you can use audio, you can do everything, using just your Google, and same with Facebook. They're trying to be ubiquitous online tools. So I feel like the two areas we're really seeing is really making it a better user experience for others and also continuing to establish the rules of the game, what are the rules for journalism in this space that's continuing to evolve, and how can we continue to serve journalism and do so, use it to investigate stories as they're developing and do our job effectively by harnessing these new tools, and at the same time, still being able to respect the traditional standards that really got us to where we are and helped our audiences to trust what comes from news organizations and journalists.
Ellen Angelotti teaches digital trends and social media for the Poynter Institute, an institute for journalism studies in Florida. She spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley. Don't forget, Lake Effect has waded into the social media waters. You can find out how to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and more from a link at wuwm.com.